preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks.
I can plow a field all day.
This is your country boy surviving up here in North Dakota. And we'll look at the Trump phenomenon here for the next hour. On December 16th, 2019, boy, time flies when you're having fun. 2019 is almost gone. My goodness. And 2020 looks to be a rip snorter of a year. How about this? I'll raise my glass to a toast here for all of us. The best year of our lives so far. I think 2020 might just be such a year. Think of the good things that are going to happen in 2020. Of course, at the head of the list, well, before we get to the head of the list, let's do our housekeeping. James Kelso here. There you go. There's a name. To remember the housekeeping elements. And we've got the date out, and you can call in at 800-313-9443. And the show, of course, I just gave it away a while ago in case you hadn't noticed, live. It's live. The action is live all the time. The what's at the head of the list? Well, Donald Trump will win re-election on November 3rd, 2020. That'll be a memorable moment in all of our lives. It'll be a memorable moment in history, like, you know, July 4th, 1776. What was the year of Concord in Lexington in 1775? What was the month? I've forgotten even the month. But those are, this day will be, November 3rd, 2020, will be a important date to remember in history. So Trump will win on that day. It's looking more and more, you know, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And it's beginning to look a lot like regaining a House majority. Starting to look that way. With Pelosi and Schiff and the rest of them, and the Democrats are helping too. The Democrats, like Schumer, are helping the chances for a Republican retaking of the House. That might be on our list of wonderful things in 2020. And if that happens, folks, then you're looking at four years in which the president, now reelected, can more thoroughly re-engineer our country to keep it great and to make it great again, to restore some of what we had for us older folks when we were kids, stuff that will astound and amaze you younger folks. You'll say, how did this ever happen? Where did this come from? And the old people around you will say, well, that's the way it used to be. It is the way it once was. And let's see, what are some of the other great things that might happen? Well, we might get a third Supreme Court appointment from Donald Trump, and maybe a fourth. Wouldn't that be wild? I'm just thinking about this off the top of my head right now, so help me out if you want to call in with some of the wonderful things that might just happen in the next year, which is coming up in a couple weeks. Let's see. Oh, well, the Senate trial on the House-endorsed impeachment. This is scheduled for after Christmas. This will be in 2020. And this will be a moment of history I talk about having your popcorn ready for these various events like demon rat dumpster fired debacle debates. But the trial on the impeachment in the Senate will be a spectator sport the likes of which no one has ever seen. It will make the Roman Colosseum look boring. And even when they flooded the Colosseum and floated warships out onto the field, the flooded field, to do battle with each other, that will seem boring compared to what will go on in the Senate. As long as Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell don't succeed in making it a quickie trial, which what's wrong with a quickie trial? Well, here's the appearance that gives to the public. One of the possible appearances is, well, okay, you got rid of it. You acquitted yourself because you have the votes in the Senate, so you quickly... It looks in its own way as a sort of rigged trial. Like, well, you know, you had a stacked jury. You acquitted yourself and got out of the courtroom. You know, you deliberated for 3 minutes. So you don't... No on that. You want to fully air the issue. In fact, you want to develop new strains, new thoughts, new aspects, new horrors of the demon rat crimes that even we on this show hadn't fully explored. So we want Hunter Biden to be subpoenaed. We want Chuck Schumer to explain on the floor of the Senate why he's making a motion to oppose the subpoena of Hunter Biden, why he thinks it's unconstitutional to require a central figure in the demon rat charges to be asked questions. Why in a trial you shouldn't be asking questions of key people. You should be silent on this. We want Chuck Schumer to expound on this, explain himself why he thinks we should not have witnesses, why we should not have evidence, why we shouldn't have questions of the witnesses. And make it last so that the American public finds out better what the Demon Rat Party is all about. Just as the British people, here this last week, they, over the 3.5-year ordeal of trying to get the Brexit they voted for to be put in place, they discovered what the Labour Party is really about, their version of our demon rats. And they had to be sort of steeped like tea. It was tea time for our British cousins. They had to be dipped into the boiling hot tea of the Labour demon rat mentality. So that they came out of that, steeped in that, they were able to repudiate Labour as Labour has never been repudiated in the election this week. So the... let's hope that the public is steeped in the corruption of the Demon Rat Party so that come November 3rd, enough of them don't make the mistake of voting Democrat again. Sadly, there are still, you know, good people. We all know such people. You probably do. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you're you're running in a circle that's really extraordinary, and you don't have any friends or family who still vote Democrat. Lucky you. But most of us still know really good people. And why do they? Why? What? Well, they need to be steeped in the stench of the Demon Rat Party. And this is what the Senate trial can do. Don't worry, people are going, oh, Donald Trump, don't risk it, don't. You got it made, you got an acquittal. Just take your acquittal and get out of court. Kind of lawyer advice. That's the wrong advice right here. You know, if you don't need to say something, if you don't need to call a witness, don't do it. Just get your acquittal and get out of court. Well, that's lawyer advice. This is not traffic court or this is something much more. This is something where Donald Trump will shine. Don't worry. Donald Trump will shine in a trial. It will be of epic proportions. Okay, so anyway, 2020 coming up. That's my thought on that. And more and other good things coming up. The wall. The wall will become quite extensive, the completed wall, in 2020. That should have a dramatic, will have a dramatic impact on people sneaking into our country. Oh, speaking of people sneaking, it's too nice a word, isn't it? Invading, better verb, our country. Here's one that addresses both the question of the immigration invasion and my allegation that the FBI is corrupt. And let me write a note to myself right now. I just reminded myself of something else I wanted to bring to the show tonight. I almost forgot. Let me write it down. Let me write it down so I don't have to remember it for more than 2 minutes. FBI, Stephen Hilton. Some of you may know what I'm hinting at. Stephen Hilton. Steve Hilton, is it? The FBI and CIA, he talks about. Okay, so here's an issue. Chinese, let's see, they have a term for it. Tourism babies, Chinese tourism pregnancies, babies. Help me, audience, with the term for it. But here's what has been happening. And this is going to be a commentary on our open borders and on a corrupt FBI. The Chinese, or there are thousands of ethnic Chinese in America right now running a business, which is Chinese, I'll just call it birthright tourism. And what they do, they charge $50,000. You got $50,000 lying about that you could devote to some undertaking of your own. They pay $50,000 a head to be put on a flight to the U.S. when they're 2 months away from delivery. These are pregnant Chinese women. 2 months away, once they land in the U.S., they're greeted by their Chinese handlers, escorted to their apartment or lodging where they will be staying. They're briefed on what they have to do. The Chinese people who rigged this all up, this vast conspiracy of people, vast network of people handling large sums of money, very easy to ferret this out, very hard not to notice this group of people operating in our midst. And we're going to get to the FBI here on the subject in a moment. You'll see where I'm going with this. it's when you hear the numbers that you're going to, your eyeballs are going to bug out. And you'll get Kelso's point. But go ahead. Just go ahead and think this happened 10 times last year. Just go ahead and think that for the moment. Their handlers show them how they need to register at the hospital where they're going to deliver the baby. As indigent people with no funds, so that they can get into the emergency room, go straight to delivery, and guess what the bill will be? Zero. One of these people had a bill of $10 million, and they paid nothing. I think I'm remembering that right, $10 million. It might be off. It might be just $1 million for their difficult delivery. A lot of money, and they're not going to pay any of it. So then 2 months comes, time for the free delivery with the best doctors in the world here in America, paid for by you. And then Qinghua Feng, the new baby, arrives, or Qinghua Feng and Fang, twins. Now the handlers show make sure that they get the paperwork right so that the new babies get their American passports, get their American Social Security numbers. All that paperwork lined up beautifully, and the new mothers stay for another 30 days and then back on the I don't know what flight they, what airline they use mostly. Singapore Airlines, Air China. What are the airlines that they use to go back and forth from the 1.4 billion people of China to our country? Then they fly back. Now here comes the punchline. A, how many of these people, how many of these birthright babies, tourism babies, arrived in the U.S. from China last year? A. B, might be more than a two-part question. Part B, under whose jurisdiction would it be to notice and to enforce law against this criminal network? And C, did that group do it? And I'll give you the answer to C first. No, they didn't. Well, 100,000 tourism birthright Chinese babies last year. 100,000. The agency responsible for detecting this criminal undertaking and stopping it? The noble, yes, the heroic, the 99% pure. You know, remember, there's just a couple of bad apples at the top. The other 99%. What was that product that used to be sold when I was a boy? They listed it as 99.5% pure, something like this. What was it? Was it a salt or something that we bought in the store? They're out there valiantly protecting you. You don't lose your shield of this valiant organization that's busily protecting you. Yes, we're talking about the men behind the badge. The FBI. So did they protect you last year? No, they didn't. Did they break up these networks? No, they didn't. They didn't, they don't. They haven't been, and they aren't going to. So that gets me. So isn't that shocking a little bit? Now, by the way, these gals that dropped $50,000 before they dropped their baby, guess on American soil, guess, Jeff, do you think these are affluent young women? They must have a pretty good job over there in China to be able to pay for $50,000 to a criminal enterprise, and that's on top of their airline tickets and all this other stuff. So that's a lot of money. So these are, A, you could say they're affluent people, but B, I'd throw another thought in there. They're sponsored by the Chinese government. Yes, our friends in the Chinese government, Xi Jinping and all the other good Chinese communist leaders. This is warfare. This is conquest warfare, because all of these 100,000 birthright babies are as much an American citizen as you are. They have as many rights as you do, privileges, opportunities, you name it. Maybe more, because they're sacred. Can we say it all together now? Minority. So they get extra rights that you actually don't get, because you're one of these, well, you're a racist. Why? I don't mean to insult you, but if you're white, aren't you? That does make you a racist. I'm just quoting the crazies who run the Democrat Party. Anyway, and who would like to punish you for your crime, which is being a racist, which follows ipso facto the fact that you're white. Hey, we'll get back down here in the mine here in a moment. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
They'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and
I ain't yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, here I am doing my thing up here in North Dakota. And now this brings me to the... Put the bow on the ribbon here as to my point about the FBI, about Chinese corrupt criminal birthright tourism. And Steve Hilton last night on his show, which is called The Next Revolution? Yes, The Next Revolution. And Steve Hilton is a Brit born in 1969, he's 50 years old, and his parents, just to give his roots, his parents came to Britain from Hungary in the 1956, or as part of the 1956 Hungarian Revolution. And the name Hilton is an anglicization of a Hungarian name, which I will not pronounce correctly, but it's spelled, it looks like Hirksak. or Hirkshak. The Hilton, on his show last night, he had three guests on the TV screen with him on his show, and they're talking about the current matter of the FBI, James Comey lying, as always, the FBI staging a coup against Donald Trump, which they did. No question the FBI staged that coup. Now you have some people getting on TV going, yeah, it was just a few rotten apples at the top. The other 99.9% of the FBI is pure. These are wonderful people. Don't say any. Do not cast an aspersion on these other wonderful people. But I wondered on the show last night myself, while Steve Hilton was doing something on his show, what were we doing on this show? I was saying, well, wait a minute. If the other 99.9% are pure and wonderful, there are 39,000 of them, according to James Comey yesterday. He said there are 39,000 of them. Why don't I know the name of a single one who was an actual whistleblower who said, hey, my agency is tasked with stopping Chinese birthright tourism. We ain't doing it, folks. And so on, etc. My agency is not protecting you. Why is there no such person? My agency is designed to, is taking down Donald Trump in the worst crime in American history, being committed by the FBI. As Mike Huckabee said, so eloquent, he said, when the law enforcers become the lawbreakers, I forget the exact phrase he used, but his essence was, we're all screwed. It's that serious. You're in a really bad place when the law enforcers are lawbreakers. So here's what Steve Hilton, he had three good guests on there. One of them was Matt Gaetz, one of my real heroes. And he caught them. He caught them cold with his recommendation. He said, you know what I recommend? After they talked about the FBI's coup against our president, he said, abolish the FBI and the CIA. And you just a stunned moment of silence there from these conservative guests. It's like, whoa, ooh, yee. It's like when you get, when you step into a cold shower. Steve Hilton got it right. And thank you, Steve Hilton, for putting that on a huge, huge medium there on Fox. We reached a much bigger audience than I could ever reach. And people listen more carefully and more seriously to you than they would to me. So thank you for taking the onus off of me. Yes, abolish the FBI. Abolish the CIA. Oh, no, we can't do that. They're protecting. Well, oh, my gosh, can you imagine? Can you imagine how many people will invade our country if we don't have the protection of the CIA and the FBI? I can answer that question. I know exactly how many will invade our country. The number that are invading our country right now. That's how many we will have invading our country if the FBI and the CIA are not protecting us. And you can take each of your questions, go down the list. You know, can you imagine, Kelso, how much lethal, incredibly toxic fentanyl will flood into our country from Red China if the FBI and CIA are not out there busily? Well, who knows how many CIA employees there are, but in their scores of thousands and spending their billions of dollars, can you imagine how much fentanyl will be flooding into every American town and Berg? It'll be on every street in America. Can you imagine it, Kelso? Yeah, Kelso can imagine it. And you know what my answer is going to be, which we'll get to right after the rest of the story, right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We're back, folks, and I was posing you the question, rhetorical. You've already answered it, but I have to remember what it is. Hang on, give me a second here. The gears are turning. Yes, Kelso, can you just imagine how horrible the flood of fentanyl into America? I mean, if you got rid of the FBI and the CIA, Kelso, you know what would happen? 100,000 Americans a year would die of toxic fentanyl poisoning. Yeah, Kelso, you'd have that on your hands if you got rid of the FBI and the CIA. Right? Oh, you say that 100,000, more than 100,000 are already dying from fentanyl made in Red China? Oh, why didn't my TV set tell me that? I didn't know that. Yeah, folks. Let's imagine more scenarios. I'm going to kind of draw this out, kind of beat up on it a little bit, which is what Donald Trump needs to do in the Senate trial. You got to pound it in. You got to hammer it, folks, if you're going to drive this stake into the ground. You got to hammer it in. So, Kelso, you know, if you got rid of the FBI and the CIA, you know, they're protecting our industrial technology. You know that, don't you, Kelso? It's one of the major jurisdictions and jobs of the FBI. And it is, by the way, folks. I've heard that from the lips of an FBI director years ago who said our most important job right now is we're protecting America from Chinese technology theft. Well, yeah, so can you imagine, Kelso? you know, can you imagine how the Chinese What if we were to lose the super secret technology of our most advanced fighter system, our most advanced military system, the F-22? Are you prepared to be responsible for us losing that technology, Kelso? What? What? We already have? The Chinese already have an F-22? What? How could that be? They couldn't have developed that technology on their own. They would have to steal it. But the FBI is protecting us and the CIA. They stole it anyway? Oh. Nobody told. The media didn't tell me that. Well, that's just one system, though. That's pretty bad, Kelso. But what about our nuclear aircraft technology? What about our super silent submarine technology? What about our space technology? If you got rid of the FBI and the CIA, Kelso, you know what? The Chinese would be they'd be landing on the moon. Oh, they are? Oh. I didn't see that on my TV set. Oh, they have submarines that are just as silent as ours and as lethal as ours? And the U.S. Navy forecasts that the Chinese will control the Pacific Ocean by the year 2030? Oh, that would be bad. How could they can't do that on their own. It took us hundreds of years of Western civilization to develop all that technology. Hundreds of years, millions of engineers, scientists, inventors, Thomas Alva Edisons. We produced those people. We invented all that stuff, all that brilliance. The Chinese couldn't replicate. They were living in pretty much almost a Stone Age level of, grub labor in their rice paddies. Only what? When was the Cultural Revolution? When was the spring of 100 flowers or whatever? When was Mao Zedong? They had nothing then, nothing. How could they develop all of that in one generation? Two generations, one generation. Impossible. Well, they didn't. They stole it. And who didn't protect us? The FBI and the CIA. It's not the Los Angeles Police Department that's charged with jurisdiction and protecting us. It's the FBI. And they didn't protect us. So let's just go down the list. I'll accelerate this list because I could exhaust the entire show with these Paul Harvey examples of the rest of the story. So moon rockets. Yeah, we lost those. I think there's a real chance the Chinese will put the next man on the moon and it won't be us. There's a big fat chance of that. Donald Trump's doing everything he can to avert that, but maybe too little, too late. The super lethal torpedoes and rockets, cruise missiles that can take out any U.S. aircraft carrier like that. Hey, thanks. Yeah, we gave them all that technology. How about the software for 5G? How about Huawei Corporation? How about the Chinese? Who's building these chips now? Is there a chip factory near you, ladies and gentlemen? I don't think so. There are a couple chip factories in the U.S., but they're being made in China. And in those incredibly complex chips, where things can be buried in there that are next to impossible to discern. They can design back doors into those chips that go into all your devices, that go into your cell phone, go into your computer, and they report right directly home as soon as you power them up, before you power them up, the battery in the device calls into the mothership in Red China. I watched a video of Ed Snowden yesterday. I didn't know much about Edward Snowden. Boy, that's a pretty impressive guy. In Moscow, can't come back to the U.S. The U.S. government is threatening to put him in jail for life. Ed Snowden said, folks, any device you have, any device, cell phone, tablet, laptop, desktop, doorbell, any device that you have, camera. The people at my level that I was in the NSA, when I, as a real whistleblower, informed the world that the NSA is watching all of us, they have the ability, if you can do it on your device, they can do it. Think about that. That's another little good thing I provide you in today's show. I didn't know this. Anything you can do on the computer through which you're listening to my voice right now, people like at the level, at the system administrator level that Ed Snowden occupied in the National Security Agency, whether they're in Beijing or in Washington, they can do it also. Can they look at you through your cell phone camera? Your cell phone's off, so they can't, obviously. Your cell phone's, you press the button yourself. It said power off. You turn the power off. So that camera can't look at you. Oh, yeah? It certainly can. But it's not lit up. Oh, too bad. It can't look at you. Can the microphone listen to you? You turned it off. Too bad. It can listen to you. If they wanted to get really cheeky, they could talk to you, but they don't do that one. So Ed Snowden said, any device you have. Now, before I lose my point here, I love Steve Hilton, who's a Brit. I'm not going to get a chance to describe his bio. It's very interesting. He came to the U.S. for a study at Stanford. He was a fixture in the David Cameron government, conservative government in Britain. And one of his last proposals working in British politics was to severely cut the staff, cut the bureaucracy. And he was viewed as a like a renegade, you know, wild-eyed. You know, he wants to cut the staff. So here's his proposal last night. Abolish the FBI and abolish the CIA. And all the guests, they didn't know what to say. They go, oh, I don't know. I don't know. That sounds a little extreme, Steve. No, it's not. It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. Just abolish the agencies. They're not protect. They are, in fact, damaging us. They're not protecting us, as in the case of trying to take down Donald Trump, which they're still doing, by the way. They're not done. The only way to have prevented that would have been to abolish their agency. Those people that are doing that are bad people. You don't turn bad people into good, unless you know. Do you know of an example of that in history where a large group of bad people were turned into good people? If you come upon such an event, let me know. James Kelso, P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, MN 56721. Drop me a line with the example of anybody who ever turned a large group of bad people into good people. Now, since that hasn't happened, pending your mail that you're going to mail me with an example of that, since that's never happened, if you have bad people in the FBI right now, you're not going to reform it. You have to abolish it. You have to clean the Augean stable. That is your Herculean task. Clean it out. So, let me see. Where am I going with this? This actually went to some good. We got some good lines of thinking here. Let me get my caller board here. And when I don't take your calls, folks, please go easy on me. We got Chris in Las Vegas waiting. I'm going to go to him in just a second here. One reason I'm sometimes neglectful about taking your calls and beg your forgiveness is I get so wrapped up in these, what's going on. If you want to visualize me during the show, I'm up here in my studio. I have a beautiful view of the countryside, you know, out, beautiful up here. But the I can see into Minnesota. You may wonder why my P.O. box is in in Minnesota rather than North Dakota, because I can look across the Red River to the trees on the other side. I get so carried away by what's happening is so amazing. I will frequently close my eyes. So you wonder why I don't see your name on the board. I'm actually trying to think so hard. I actually close my eyes. It somehow helps my concentration. So anyway, now I'm opening my eyes right now. I see Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, are you there?
I am tonight, James. Thanks for taking notice of me. You mentioned us giving our stuff away. I think you have to more give credibility to Treason from Within by the Clanton Gang, by McCain, by Mossad Mitt Romney, by Nancy Pelosi. These people have no morals or scruples. They would sell America out and have sold America out until they get all that technology over in China and other countries to use against us. That Raptor technology was secret on the Nevada test site many years ago where I saw
it. Yeah, and Chris, I endorse everything you're saying. But let me just, you know, when something new happens, you have to, it's kind of, you have to shake yourself a little bit. Not you, I know you're, but me, maybe. You have to kind of shake yourself a little bit when something new appears, because you got to break your old habits. Somewhere in deep in us, we all want to think that, you know, well, at least we've got the FBI. At least we've got, you know, that something's good in there. There's somewhere in the bureaucracy, there are some good guys in there. I've fantasized about that all my, you know, I'll go, you know, there's some good guys in there. They're gonna get these rats and you know, drive them out of the building. Well, you know, this latest thing with the FBI, James Comey and his gang of criminals, I'm saying, you know what? Where are the good guys? Kelso, smell the coffee. Maybe there aren't any good guys in there. Maybe there might be a couple. There might be a couple, and they would serve as, yeah. But let me say this. This is part of the Trump phenomenon. Donald Trump, he tweeted on it just a few days ago. He said, I've exposed the depth, I don't remember the exact words, but I've exposed the depth of the corruption within the deep state. It's so deep and it's so pervasive. So now what we face, of course, is the Donald Trump. Well, now you go ahead with your thought, Chris. Because you're making the point, of course, Nancy Pelosi, all these people, of course they sold us out. Of course, all these people. These are the usual rats. We've identified these rats for decades, guys like you and other patriots out there. But this is kind of new. And you could see it on Matt Gaetz. He's a profound patriot, Matt Gaetz, U.S. Congressman, 1st District of Florida. He's one of the best. But when Steve Hilton said, you know what? You know what the solution is, don't you? What? Abolish the FBI and the CIA. Matt Gaetz was like, whoa, you know, that caught him short. And but I think it's there. I think it's that bad. But now go ahead, Chris.
Well, I think you're right, James, that there are still many good people that work for the FBI and the other agencies of government within the government. But
now you make a point. Hang on. You're making a good point that I don't want to. But let me just kind of flip that good point over and look at the other side. Those of us, you know, if you've ever worked in a rotten operation, I think I have at some point or another. I've probably been part of a store or a company or something that was pretty bad, but I was a pretty good guy. And then I would realize, hey, you know what? You know what my function is? I'm their cover story. You know, I'm a nice guy. I'm friendly. I'm trying to help people at the counter and so on. But this company is screwing the customers. And or this activity is cheating people and harming them. But I'm this friendly guy. So I'm not, it doesn't make the bad, rotten enterprise good that there's a good person who, with or without his own knowledge, is functioning as the cover story, the patina, the storefront. Okay. So yeah, there undoubtedly there are some really great patriotic people in the FBI and the CIA. But sad to say, they are the exception that proves the rule. They're the window dressing that covers
James,
the rot. Now, go ahead, Chris.
I agree with you totally, James. I have a list of DUNS numbers that list every agency of government of the United States is a private for private profits corporation like the FBI, the CIA, the NSA. They're all self-interested. And whenever we have that motivation, that self-interest, that lust for money lining their own pockets at the expense of the American people, it's very, very dangerous. And I know that right now I have some knowledge that I wish there was some place I could feel comfortable taking it of something very devastating to America.
Now here's the good news.
The FBI, I can't go to the CIA, I can't go to the NSA, because they're all corrupt and they'll try to point the finger at me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. And that's what Mike Huckabee was saying. And this causes me to sleep better at night, knowing that somebody like Mike Huckabee was way above me in importance as a target, that he's saying this, that the law enforcers have become the lawbreakers. And this makes us a third world country, a banana republic. Mike Huckabee has said it. Steve Hilton has said the answer is abolish these agencies. So the heat's off of me. I'm not the one saying it. They don't need to get rid of me. They need to get rid of Steve Hilton and Mike Huckabee. And that's a much taller order. And by the way, let me just, the thought occurs here. I keep forgetting to mention on the show. Folks, if anything ever happens to Kelso, I didn't do it to myself. Just so you know, just to set the record straight out here, I'm a really happy guy. I'm a really healthy guy. I've never been in my whole life. This is a little bit of a diversion, but I think the audience needs to hear this. Get this about Kelso. If you ever read some story that I was in a fight, or that I got hurt in a fight, or that I did something with a gun, or that I, you know, did some criminal activity or something, James Kelso, this is a little astounding. I'm 71 years old. I have never hit a person in my life. 71 years. I've never struck. Now, hang on, Chris. I got to fill it out. I've never struck another person. I've never shot a gun at anybody. I've never pointed a gun at anybody. I don't have a gun. I haven't committed a violence against anybody. I've never been convicted of a crime. I've never committed a crime. I have never in my life for one second had a super depressed thought. I'm a super happy guy. The idea of suicide is like unimaginable to me. So if you ever read something that happens to Kelso, consider all these things I'm just describing to you, that I didn't do it. But now Mike Huckabee goes, you know, he's much higher on the totem pole than I am, and Steve Hilton. So God bless these guys for the courage to say what they're saying. And I would rather be a little guy in the pond. Now, Chris, go ahead. What were you saying?
Well, James, I know that there are very, very many corrupt elements that were placed within these agencies by the Obama administration that were not purged when Trump took over, to his discredit.
Thousands of them.
Absolutely.
And what could Donald Trump have done? I hear what you're saying, Chris, but you can say, well, Donald Trump should have cleaned the Augean stables. He should have taken the 10,000 patriots like you, Chris, and like others in our audience, who are ready to go and man the walls. He should have put you guys up on the walls, but we didn't have 10,000 patriots ready at hand. And our enemies have rigged the federal bureaucracy. This is why I say you basically have to abolish them. They've rigged the bureaucracy so that you have to have this credential and that credential. They've rigged it. So you have to go to this school and study with this left winger, and then you can get into this preparatory post, you know, that will then get you into the FBI, et cetera, et cetera. So they're not recruiting from the raw public. The fact that you're brilliant or you're talented, that's not it. You got to get into the club. You got to get into the club. You got to know the password. You got to know the hand sign. You got to know the handshake. And you and I don't know those, you know, so to speak. And so Donald Trump didn't have a pool of people that he could say, okay, hire all these good guys. He didn't have that team of people. So now he's building such a team. He's building that team. That's the movement that he's building. We got new hand signs and new handshakes, you know, and this is a new club, the good club. He's building that movement. And what we're fighting against, of course, Saul Alinsky is one of the great teachers. I use great in a, you know, ironic sense. One of the big teachers of this enemy club was Saul Alinsky, with his, what was the name of his book, Rules for Radicals? They have rules. They have a guidebook. They have a handbook on how to take over a country. We don't. We've been thumb-sucking, naive, good guys, saying, Aso, welcome to America, to all these Chinese birth tourists. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, James, I'm a longtime law enforcement professional. I still feel a duty to guard, protect, and defend the country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. But because of exposing corruption in law enforcement, investigating police murders, reverse engineering them, and exposing the criminality of many of these people who pose as public servants who are really private foreign corporate mercenaries, whether they know it or not, have tried to murder me twice by trying to provoke me to violence unsuccessfully, fortuitously, with two egregious abuses of mass deadly force.
Oh, and by the way, Chris, that was the point I was just making about myself, the same point that you're just making, which is that, folks, now, this is pretty, you know, try it, you youngins out there that are, you know, like 21 years old. See, for 71 years, I have never struck in any, struck, not like, you know, a solid left. I have never struck another human being in my life. Never pointed a gun at anybody. Don't own a gun. Never committed a violent act in my whole life. So if you read something about Kelso that looks, you know, what happened to him? Folks, it was done to me if something like that happens. But that doesn't deter me. It's scary to anybody. I'm not going to, like, blow smoke. But, we got to have some of the courage of our ancestors. You know, that they've endured things that far worse than anything I'm describing. And so we have to have some of that courage. And I've got just enough of it to, you know, go on the air every day. But Chris, before we close out the show, because we're running out of time, I'm just realizing I think the engineers blew through a couple ad breaks. Folks, you got to support the network, republicbroadcasting.org. Republicbroadcasting.org, the Republic Broadcasting Network. They just went through the engineers with the blessing of John Stadtmiller, the founder, genius of the network. They just zipped through all their ads, okay, which is one way to raise money. You've got to make that up. Please, please make sure you find a way. Go to Republic Broadcasting in Oregon, fund that. If you're hearing this broadcast through some other channel like TalkStream Live, help fund that. But get the fuel in there. And then before we go, Chris, I just want to say this in parting. We can't keep up with this, man. We didn't even open Donald Trump's Twitter account, which is magnificent today. We didn't even touch it.
God bless America, James. Thank you.
Oh, God bless America. Thank you, Chris, so much. And we'll see you all in the next Trump Clubhouse. And it's a privilege to have your attention. And we'll see you again tomorrow night. Hold on to that feeling. Steely light. Deeper. Don't stop believing. Hold on. Steely light.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.